AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Officials in states hit the hardest by the Delta surge in the pandemic are seeing more people rushing to get vaccinated. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zion singles out Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, states with high infection rates and now higher vaccination rates than the nation as a whole.
People in these states are feeling the impact of being unvaccinated and responding with action.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky warns of a Delta variant spreading with incredible efficiency, saying whether people are vaccinated or not,
we together are not out of the woods yet.
Still, the agency is not changing its guidance on mask wearing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department has set up gun trafficking task forces in five cities: Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. Megan Bennett, the ATF's deputy director for field operations, says the idea is to stop the illegal gun running at the sources, cities and states where it's easier to buy a gun.
Go after the sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns to the places where they are doing the most violent crime.
Eight people on a party bus were wounded in a drive-by shooting last night in Chicago. Earlier in the evening, another drive-by left two men dead. 10 other people were shot, including a 14-year-old boy who was killed in two mass shootings within blocks and minutes of each other last night in Chicago. On an overwhelming 407-16 vote, the House passes a measure calling for the evacuation of another 8,000 Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. More than 26,000 already have special visas. The measure now heads to the Senate. This is AP News. First-time jobless claims were up last week, a little more than 50,000 over the previous week. AP's Mike Hempen has this.
After falling to the lowest point since the start of the pandemic, the Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims increased to 419,000 last week, up from 368,000 the week before. That's the most first-time applications in 2 months. The increase comes at a time when the job market appears to be rebounding, thanks to a reopened economy. However, analysts are concerned about the potential economic impact of the increase in confirmed viral infections as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Sales of previously owned homes rose 1.4% last month, ending a four-month losing streak. The National Association of Realtors says the median U.S. home price, a record $363,000. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.